In this bulletin, Victoria considers a total border closure with New South Wales as more cases are expected in the Northern Beaches cluster in Sydney. US Vice President Mike Pence receives his COVID vaccination live on television. And in sport, the Matildas hope their new coach can take them to the next level. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The coronavirus cluster in Sydney's Northern Beaches is expected to grow beyond 28 when case numbers are released today. New South Wales health authorities have added more venues to the list of sites affected by the outbreak, including clubs and restaurants in the inner city and Sydney's south. Those who visited Sienna Marina in Woolloomooloo, Pilgrim's Vegetarian Cafe in Cronulla, or the Cronulla RSL Club on the relevant dates are being advised to get tested and isolate. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg told SBS News he's confident New South Wales authorities can get the outbreak under control. Each state and territory has introduced different levels of restrictions on New South Wales arrivals, with some, like Victoria, warning total border closures could be introduced if health advice recommends it. Mr. Frydenberg urged premiers and chief ministers against that option.
Well, it's very important that the response from the states is proportionate to the challenge. Closed borders cost jobs. We have seen the benefit of Australians moving freely across the country. We've seen the benefit of Australians getting back to work. We want this momentum to continue, but we also know this is primarily a health crisis, and our health authorities have done a remarkable job, and none have done better than New South Wales, and that's why I have confidence in their ability to meet the challenges over coming days.
US President Donald Trump is soon expected to receive a COVID-19 vaccination after Mike Pence became the highest-ranking US official to receive the vaccine. The event was televised, with Mr. Pence saying he's proud to take the vaccine to demonstrate his confidence in its safety and effectiveness.
I didn't feel a thing. Karen and I were more than happy to step forward before this week was out to take the safe and effective coronavirus vaccine that we have secured and produced for the American people.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams also received the vaccine alongside Mr. Pence and Mr. Pence's wife, Karen. He says it's important the vaccine reaches those in at-risk communities.
And as the U.S. Surgeon General and a black man, I am equally aware of the symbolic significance of my vaccination today. It would truly be the greatest tragedy of all if disparities in COVID outcomes actually worsened because the people who could most benefit from this vaccine can't get it or won't take it. Working to combat mistrust and misinformation will be critical if we are to ensure the equitable protection of all Americans against COVID-19.
A man has died in Australian immigration detention, with a fellow inmate claiming he was in despair about his pending deportation. The death in Sydney last week comes amid delays in Australia's deportation system because of COVID-19 travel restrictions. 29-year-old Mohamed Hafizuddin Binzani from Malaysia had been in immigration detention for 5 months after being caught for smoking cannabis, which led authorities to discover he had overstayed his visa. He entered detention in Adelaide and was later moved to Sydney's Villawood Immigration Detention Centre. Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama says every resource available is being mobilised to help those affected by Cyclone Yasa. Two people are dead, a 46-year-old farmer and a 3-month-old baby. The damage bill is expected to be in the hundreds of millions after Cyclone Yasa made landfall on Thursday evening as a Category 5 storm. Mr. Bainimarama says the cyclone shows the urgent need to address climate change.
Due to climate change, these storms may be getting stronger, but they will never be stronger than we are. Resilience is in our bones. We will recover. We will rebuild. We will prove ourselves stronger than Yasa.
And to sport in football, Matildas star defender Ellie Carpenter says she hopes the new coach takes the team to the next level. Tony Gustafsson's 4-year contract begins on January 1, with the Swede set to lead Australia to the Tokyo and Paris Olympics, the 2022 Asian Cup, and most notably the 2023 Women's World Cup on home soil. Carpenter says she's excited to get to work and see the impact of Gustafsson's clear philosophy and winning mentality on the team. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 35, Adelaide, sunny 25, Melbourne, partly cloudy 20, Hobart, possible late shower 17, Canberra, cloudy 24, Wollongong, similar conditions 21, Sydney, cloudy 24, Newcastle, showers 22, Brisbane, possible shower 31, Cairns, mostly sunny 34, and Darwin, rain, possible storm 31. This is SBS News.